letters. First, from the Odessa American, editor's note, Ector County last updated COVID-19 numbers Thursday afternoon. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 11,085. Ector County negative, 36,740 out of 48,354 tested, with 529 pending, 166 deaths. Recovered, 9,423, active, 1,496. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, another three deaths reported on Friday bring the total this month to 31 and the total during the pandemic to 176. All three were men with underlying conditions who were being treated at Midland Memorial Hospital. Two died Thursday, the other died December 12th. The percentage of COVID patients in the Midland region's hospitals dropped below the 15% mark for seven straight days. That allowed the state to lift restrictions on businesses inside the region, which includes Midland and Odessa, on Friday. The number of total cases inside Midland County, confirmed and unconfirmed by the Midland Health Department, topped the 12,000 total. The city of Midland, unconfirmed cases this week, Sunday, 42 confirmed. For the total of last week, 557 confirmed. During the pandemic, a total of 12,214 cases. Deaths reported during the pandemic, 176. For the critical care unit, rooms occupied 15, convalescing 6, percentage 75. The medical floor, rooms occupied 49, convalescing 11, percentage 79. Hospital occupancy, rooms occupied 238 of 295, percentage 81. COVID percentage of occupied, 29. Ventilators, COVID CCU, 16, COVID floor, 9. Total, 25 of 37 in use. From the Texas Tribune, average new cases increased by 1,164 confirmed cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 20th, 6,244 new cases were reported. Hospitalizations increased by 626 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 20th, 9,856 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths increased by 17 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 20th, 122 new deaths in Texas were reported. Now here are coronavirus briefs. Alarmed by a mutant strain of the coronavirus, many countries are banning travel from Britain, where it appears to be spreading widely. European markets plummeted and U.S. stocks sank as investors worried that the mutation could prolong the pandemic or even thwart vaccination efforts, although so far there is no sign that is appearing. The United States has not yet joined the list of nations cutting off British travel. Lawmakers there were celebrating a bipartisan deal on a second economic relief bill Monday, which includes $600 stimulus checks for many Americans. The Federal Aviation Administration is monitoring the situation with coronavirus variant in the UK. In the United States, shipments of a second authorized coronavirus vaccine developed by Moderna will arrive at healthcare facilities throughout the country today. A U.S. advisory panel said Sunday that grocery store employees, teachers, and other frontline workers should be next to get the coronavirus vaccine, along with adults 75 and older. More than 17.8 million coronavirus cases and more than 317,000 fatalities have been reported in the United States since February. Now here are short articles. A new COVID-19 variant was discovered in the UK. Here's what we know so far. A new coronavirus variant discovered in the UK, which has prompted a new lockdown and travel bans, is out of control, Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Sunday. Here's what we know so far about the new variant and pandemic in the UK. How it started. The new variant of COVID-19 originates in Southeast England and has been identified in Denmark, the Netherlands, and in Australia. World Health Organization COVID-19 technical lead Maria Van Kerkhove said Sunday. Will vaccines work against it? Walter Reed scientists in the U.S. still expect the vaccine will be effective against this new variant, said Dr. Nelson Michael, director of the Center for Infectious Diseases Research at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. The Walter Reed scientists said they expect to know in the next few days if there's a concern that the coronavirus vaccines might not work against it. New lockdown in parts of the UK. After the discovery of the variant, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a series of stricter coronavirus restrictions, tightening rules around household mixing that were due to be relaxed over Christmas in England, while leaders in Scotland and Wales also introduced more stringent measures. How other countries are reacting. Countries, including Canada, Argentina, and France, among others across the world, are halting travel from the UK. South African variant of coronavirus is different from UK variant, World Health Organization says, from CNN's Andrea Kane. The coronavirus variant reported in South Africa is different than the variant causing so much concern in the United Kingdom, the World Health Organization's technical lead for COVID-19, Maria van Kerkhove, said Monday. There was another variant that was identified in South Africa, and it has one of the same mutations, this 501Y mutation, but it's a different variant. They've arisen at the same time, so it sounds like they're linked, but they're actually a separate variant, she said during a news briefing. She said that preliminary results by South African researchers have been shared with the WHO's Virus Evolution Working Group. They're currently growing the virus in South Africa so that more studies can be done, similar to the studies that I just mentioned about the UK. So it does sound confusing that they're the same virus, but these are actual different variants, she said. Remember, there is no evidence the new coronavirus variants are any more virulent, meaning they do not cause more severe disease. They do not appear to impact the effects or treatments or the protection offered by vaccines. Viruses mutate often, and research is underway to determine what new UK variant means, WHO official says, from CNN's Naomi Thomas. A new coronavirus variant discovered in the UK has prompted a new lockdown and travel bans, but a World Health official says viruses mutate and change all the time, and there are processes in place to really evaluate what these mutations are and what they mean. Maria van Kerkhove, the World Health Organization's technical lead for COVID-19, told CNN's Erica Hill Monday. So far, we don't see any increase in disease severity or clinical picture, but those studies are underway. We don't anticipate any impact on the vaccine and on vaccination, she added. And I think that's really important as well, but the studies need to be done. We need to make sure we follow the science, and we will report, the UK and World Health Organization will report information as soon as we learn it. Van Kerkhove explained that the variant under investigation was detected through routine surveillance activities. There was increasing transmission in the southeast of England as it moved from Tier 2 to Tier 3 restrictions. It was retrospectively identified that some had the lineage back in September. The WHO was alerted of the variant December 14th, and over the last week it has been working with the scientists in the UK through their regional office in Europe and the European Centers for Disease Control to understand, Van Kerkhove said. U.S. scientists examine new U.K. coronavirus variant to see if it might be resistant to vaccine. From CNN Health's senior medical correspondent, Elizabeth Cohen. Scientists at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research expect to know in the next few days if there's a concern that the coronavirus vaccines might not work against a mutated variant of the virus that's rapidly spreading in parts of England, according to the Institute's top vaccine researcher. The Walter Reed scientists still expect the vaccine will be effective against this new variant, said Dr. Nelson Michael, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. On Thursday, the Walter Reed team started examining genetic sequences of the new UK variant posted online by British researchers. they will do a computer analysis as a first step. The computer analysis will allow us to gauge how much concern we should have, Michael said. Other teams around the world are doing this analysis too. If the computer analysis shows there's a concern, then studies would need to be done in the laboratory and in animals to be more definitively determined if the vaccine will work on this variant. The first wave of Moderna vaccines will go to more sites than the Pfizer vaccine, from CNN's Naomi Thomas. The Moderna COVID-19 vaccine will be going to more sites than the Pfizer vaccine, partly due to the fact that it can be accommodated in more places, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said during an Operation Warp Speed news briefing Monday. This first wave of Moderna shipments will be sent to more than 3,500 sites, a greater number than the Pfizer vaccine was sent to, in part because the Moderna vaccine can be accommodated in more sites, including harder to reach and more rural places, Azar says. As we move forward, states will continue to adjust where they want these doses shipped to meet their needs, he added. Azar also spoke about recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which made more recommendations about who should get the vaccine next. The committee voted 13-1 on Sunday to prioritize adults ages 75 and older and frontline essential workers to receive COVID-19 vaccines in phase 1B of the allocation. The committee vote also included prioritizing adults ages 65 to 75, people ages 16 to 64 who have high-risk medical conditions, and other essential workers in phase 1C of allocation. Those recommendations are there for states and other public health jurisdictions to use, Azar said. We believe that these jurisdictions and their leaders are in the best position to understand their specific needs and allocate vaccines in these early days to save the most lives possible. Now I'm going to move to an article that's related to the vaccines and who's getting them. This is from the Texas Tribune and was published yesterday. This Rio Grande Valley hospital had more COVID-19 vaccine doses than employees who wanted them, by Bianca Davila and Karen Brooks Harper. Though it wasn't slated to get one of the first 250,000 COVID-19 vaccines distributed in Texas, Rio Grande Valley pharmacist Danny Vela figured he'd be earlier in line than most simply because of what he does. Then he got a call Saturday from someone he knows at Doctors Hospital at Renaissance in Edinburgh, one of the Texas facilities hardest hit by the virus this year. Vela is not an employee of the hospital, but he was told vaccine doses were available if he wanted one. The reason? The hospital ended up with more vaccines than employees who wanted one, DHR Health's chief medical officer told the Texas Tribune on Sunday. The lower-than-expected vaccine adoption rate was first reported by the Monitor. So Vela, a pharmacist and co-owner of Lee's Pharmacy in the Valley, and his daughter, a Lee's Pharmacy technician, headed to the conference center across the street from the hospital, where a large vaccination operation was underway in the lobby. 2 hours later, both father and daughter had gotten a dose. Vela felt lucky and relieved, he said. Hospitals across Texas began to receive the first batches of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine over the last several days. State guidelines say these initial batches should go to frontline healthcare workers, but how the actual distribution works may look different from facility to facility as each interprets those state recommendations. It will be months before vaccines are widely available to most Texans, whose state is currently setting records for the number of people testing positive for the coronavirus. Health officials have said that people should continue wearing masks, washing their hands frequently, and practicing social distance. They also say that vaccinated people could still carry and spread the virus. Dr. Robert Martinez, the DHR Health Chief Medical Officer, said his hospital received 5,850 doses of the vaccine, the same amount as Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, though the Houston hospital has a workforce nearly three times the Valley facility size. Martinez said DHR health officials prioritized employees considered in the first tier for a dose, like hospital staff who work directly with COVID-19 patients and long-term care workers. But administrators realized not enough people eligible for the vaccine were initially going to opt to get it, Martinez said. You start to see similar numbers across the country. All this mistrust and misinformation, he said. Initially, about 40 to 60% of people who answered a hospital survey said they'd get the vaccine, Martinez said. The predominantly Hispanic region is made up of Cameron, Hidalgo, Starr, and Willacy counties. Since the start of the pandemic, more than 68,000 people in the area have tested positive for the coronavirus. DHR Health didn't want to waste the vaccine doses. After the first day of the distribution, the hospital started going down the rung, down the ladder a little bit, Martinez said. Hospital employees called healthcare workers at other medical institutions like hospitals, nursing homes, behavioral health facilities, and anyone with workers on the front lines of COVID-19 in neighboring cities and counties in the valley. The more the merrier here, as far as I'm concerned, said Martinez, who emphasized it wasn't a free-for-all. He said that he and other staffers told medical workers asking if they could bring relatives not to do so. No one showed up for one of these doses, had to show proof of their occupation, Martinez said, but many were known to be people distributing the vaccine. Vela said the workers recognized him, but they asked his daughter where she worked and her profession. I had no reason to think that there was anyone other than healthcare workers in the line, Vela said. A photojournalist working for the Texas Tribune photographed several people in line for or receiving the vaccines in Edinburgh Saturday, but one person was State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. Lawmakers are not eligible for the vaccine in this first round unless they're a healthcare worker, said Chris Van Dusen, spokesman for the Texas Department of State Health Services. Lucio Jr., whose district includes the southeast portion of the valley, could not be immediately reached for comment Saturday night. The photojournalist also spoke to a man who identified himself as a Hidalgo County Sheriff's deputy. Law enforcement workers are not included in the DSHS first tier of people slated to get the vaccine. A spokesman for the Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office did not return a call for comment. Martinez said he wasn't aware of any specifics, but that law enforcement does sometimes assist hospital workers. Van Dusen said in an email that vaccine providers should follow the priorities set by the Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel and DSHS. In this first phase of distribution, the priority is to vaccinate residents of long-term care facilities and frontline healthcare workers who have direct interaction with patients. The vaccine is not reserved exclusively for a vaccine provider's employees, Van Dusen wrote. We encourage providers to reach out to other healthcare workers in their community to help vaccinate them. Van Dusen said DSHS will follow up if concerns are raised about who receives a vaccine to make sure everybody understands the priorities at this point and what the obligations are. In Houston, Texas Children's Hospital distributed the entirety of its initial vaccine batch to its own workforce. A hospital task force developed its own equitable allocation framework to determine who was eligible for those initial doses. That framework took into account not only whether someone was a physician or a nurse, for example, but also whether they were at higher risk for death and the impact on the hospital's ability to care for patients, said Jen Jacob, Texas Children's Public Relations Director. At Texas Children's, we're committed to the well-being of every healthcare hero, Jacome said. In order for us to keep the hospital open, there's a number of team members, yes, obviously, those that are providing direct patient care, but others that we need and that are critical in order to keep the hospital up and running. That could mean an IT worker, for example, responsible for keeping the hospital computer system up and running, though she could not confirm if any IT workers received initial doses. The second person to get the vaccine was a custodial worker. Texas Children's calls them environmental services workers, which the state considers a high priority for the vaccine if they are working in areas with COVID-19 positive patients or at high risk for the virus. Texas Children's emailed its entire workforce this week, giving them the opportunity to opt in to get the vaccine. Those vaccinated in the first phase both opted in and were considered the highest risk per our equitable allocation framework, Jacome said in an email. She said Texas Children's had finished its first phase of vaccine distribution by Saturday night. DHR Health handed out its last dose Sunday afternoon, Martinez said. His priority with each new vaccine shipment will be to offer it to any frontline DHR Health medical workers who didn't get it the first time, but he won't wait too long before going to the next person in line. Every day that I store that vaccine in a freezer is another person or another few people that die, he said. A DHR health employee named Omar, who asked the Tribune not to use his full name to protect private medical information, got his dose the previous morning. He works as a medical scribe, documenting electronic health records for doctors in the emergency room of Starr County Memorial Hospital, about 50 miles from the DHR health campus. DHR is his primary employer. Omar, 23, was excited to get the vaccine, although he said some of his own family members were wary of it. I trust the science, he said. Now we're going to go back to another short article, which is a national article. Here's what's in the second stimulus package from CNN's Katie Lobosco and Tammy Luby. U.S. leaders in the House and Senate reached an agreement late Sunday on a $900 billion pandemic relief bill that includes enhanced unemployment benefits and direct cash payments. There were several changes made from a proposal put forward nearly 2 weeks ago by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Direct stimulus checks were brought in at the last minute. Direct aid to states and liability protections for companies were left out. If the new bill passes, it would be the second largest federal stimulus package after the $2 trillion CARES Act that Congress approved in March. Lawmakers in both chambers are expected to vote today and send the bill to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature, just in time to get something done before the end of December when several aid programs in the CARES Act are set to expire, including key pandemic jobless assistance measures and eviction protections. The full bill text had not been released as of Sunday night. Here's some of what we know so far from summaries released by Democratic and Republican leadership. Stimulus checks. The package would send direct stimulus payments of $600 to individuals, half the amount provided in the first round of checks that went out in the spring. Unemployment benefits. The jobless would receive a $300 weekly federal enhancement in benefits for 11 weeks, from the end of December through mid-March under the deal. The amount is half of the earlier federal boost, which ran out at the end of July. Small business loans. The bill would reopen the Paycheck Protection Program so that some of the hardest-hit small businesses can apply for a second loan. The program stopped taking applications for the first round of loans in August. And that is your coronavirus update for this Monday, December 21st, 2020, from the Recording Library of West Texas. I'm Michael. Coming up, we'll bring you music of the season, Christmas music, to take us up to 2 o'clock. And then at that time, it'll be USA Today bringing us national news. At 3 o'clock, it's our local news broadcast for this first day of the new week, and included in the articles our volunteers are reading are from the Midland Reporter Telegram. Midland unemployment jumps to 9.3%. Odessa posts Texas's highest jobless rate for sixth straight month. Energy. Oil prices post seventh weekly gain, close above $49. Crime. Teen charged with murder in alleged drug deal gone wrong. Empowered to thrive. Determination helps neighbor transition from the shelter to employee of the month. From the Odessa American, ERs still open for business in Odessa. Mr. Conaway leaves Washington. Hometown favorite of both Odessa and Midland retires. New nursing director faces challenges at ECISD. The COVID vaccination. And Second Baptist hosts 65th live nativity. Those articles and more coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then at 6 this evening, we'll have the Wall Street Journal with more national and business news. As always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Meanwhile, take care and have a great day.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 59 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Run, run, run! yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Golden days of yore, and faithful friends who are dear to us gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Gather near to us once more, and through the years we always will be together, if the fates allow. So hang a shining star upon the highest.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be. children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin! Hey, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Boys. No, that's enough. Let's not overdo it. Now, wait a minute, boys. Alvin, cut that. Now, wait. Theodore, just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
He's the man with all the toys. Someone found a lighted house late one night. And he saw through the window a sight.
A big man in a chair, and little tiny men everywhere.
He's the man with all the toys. How thrilled that someone must have been. And he must I've been tempted to go in.
He stayed out in the cold, and when he left them he told
about the man with all the toys.
everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus Lord. At thy birth, Jesus Lord, at thy birth. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the
newborn king.
next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 63 and clear. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-40s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading articles from today's USA Today, Monday, December 21st, 2020. Starting with the money section, and there's not much in it, but first item, big firms are slow to pay small suppliers.